SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Pens, the Players, the Hustlers, the People of Bustle, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. And I got to tell you, it was like behind-the-scenes chaos here. Behind-the-scenes chaos. When we started this show, our boy Matthias is like, I got a lot of problems here, man. Got a lot of problems. And I'm sort of like caught up in like all these games and everything. I sort of look up. I'm like, oh, wow, it's 9:01. I'm tweeting away about the Vancouver Canucks jersey right now, right? And I've been tangled up all day, too. I'm sort of tangled up now, but it's all good. I'm very good at like getting used to this stuff, so... I told you guys about how, remember I told you the other night about how, like, I'm the messiest person alive? Like, I swear to God. So I told you guys the story about how, like, you know, I can't cook and stuff. I cook and stuff happens. Word or no lie, I made bacon and eggs tonight in between shows. Somehow I took the bacon out of the pack, right? And it started to stretch. You know, that's never happened. So it started to stretch. I got mad and I just pulled it out, except a slab of bacon just slab, boom, flew through the air right onto my wall. Like, never done that before. Like, I looked, I'm like, oh, my man. And of course, it's like all, like, bacon grease on my wall. Take the bacon off, the stuck, took. Like, I didn't throw it. Like, who, has that ever happened to you? No, I'm sure anyone tuning in right now, that's not happening. Yeah, same thing. It was yesterday, I was shaving. And I'm shaving, and I got shaving cream all over my hand and stuff. And somehow, I don't know why I did this, but I reached up somehow, and I'm tall, and I touched the ceiling of, like, my bathroom, except I got a big clunk of, like, shaving cream on my ceiling. And I just sort of laughed it off, and I'm like, see, normal people are unable to do things like that. Right. So as it is right now, I'm dealing with, like, I'm all tangled up here. I got all these cables, and, like, I don't know how. Like, I swear to God, I unwind these things like 99 times a day. But it doesn't seem to help. That doesn't seem to help. I'm tangled up, man. I need handlers. I need roadies. I need roadies. Anybody want to be my roadie? Except, you know what? People always ask me that. How come you don't have interns? And, like, you could. How come you don't have? You know why? I don't like people. I'm just being real. I used to have interns and stuff, like, honestly, I used to always have these kids out of college and stuff, and they'd come in, they'd be in the studio around me, and, like, hey, they're giving me notes and stuff like that. I'm like, man, this kid's just making me nervous, man. And honestly, this kid's never going to go anywhere in the business. I feel bad that he's coming in every night, and I don't want to tell him, listen, you kind of suck, kid, and you're really not going to make it in this industry, and you're just kind of working for free. So I actually started to, no interns. No interns. I don't need people around me. I'd rather just, like, throw bacon slabs on my wall, get shaving cream on my ceiling, and place my bets in a frenetic fashion. All right, so speaking of which, we're talking about the Vancouver Canucks, and I got to tell you, I don't know, like, there's two of the most wasted jerseys and logos in sport. I'm not kidding. The Vancouver Canuck black jersey and the creamsicle Bucks. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The Hurricane is here. Let's do this thing. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the People of Bustle, and everybody else in between. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We got a full house for you tonight, SoCal. Full house. Teddy Carver steps up and in straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. And shout out to everybody tuning in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. We've got a lot of West Coast love across the coast. But Las Vegas has always been one of our bigger demographics. So shout out to everybody in Sin City. And shout out to everybody in Arizona as well. I know we got a lot of listeners in Arizona. We're going to show some love for you tonight. Howard Balzer steps up and in. Howard Balzer talks some Arizona Cardinal football. What? Talking Arizona Cardinal football. Why? Now? What? Because there's a hell of a lot of stuff going on around the Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl. Is it? We were in Glendale for the Super Bowl. Now we're going to another Glendale. from Glendale to Glendale. So we're going to talk some NFL football and other stuff that's going on in the National Football League with Howard Balzer, the Big E, Eric Cohen, our former colleague, our former update guy. See, he was the guy we didn't mind having around, the Big E, Eric Cohen, in the old days, HSR, whatever channels we were on, 186, Channel 98. You know what I'm talking about. The Big E, Eric Cohen, now with TSN, steps up and then it kicks it with us. Cohen in the house. Big Card Julio. I would say the Windy City Sports Report, but I don't know. Is he in Denver? Or is he like on a highway somewhere getting into a car accident? Or is he in Chicago right now? So I'm not really sure. But Julio, I'm sure Julio's going to have a full card ready to go. Speaking of Chicago, DeMar DeRozan, man, this guy, like, you know, I was basically the head of the curve here by, what, 10 years with DeMar DeRozan? DeMar DeRozan's always been one of our favorite players. And, you know, when I say favorite player, I actually flew, got on a plane, paid for hotel rooms, paid big money for tickets, and just to see DeMar DeRozan's return to Toronto. I wasn't even in Toronto, and I flew in for the game because I knew what a special moment it was going to be. DeMar DeRozan is now the seventh player in NBA history with 8 straight 35-point games, man. He joins Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. God, it bothers me this last name's on the list. James Harden. Really? Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, James Harden? Speaking of which, the beard makes his debut tomorrow. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
All right, we're rolling. Vancouver Canucks are rolling. The Calgary Flames right now. The Flames on a 10-game win streak. It was interesting. No team in the NHL this year has won more than 10 games in a row. The Pittsburgh Penguins won 10 games in a row earlier this year. They were unable to get to 11. The Tampa Bay Lightning won 10 games in a row earlier this year. Were unable to get to 11. The Calgary Flames came into tonight's hockey game. Minus 160 road favorites. 10-game win streak. Losing 5-0 right now. So I don't think we're going to be able to mush this bet. And we are on the Vancouver Canucks, and it's one of the rare instances. It was the Three Stooges with me, Sharapan, and Cam Stewart all liking the Vancouver Canucks. Still a lot of time left in this game, though, so maybe I should just shut up right now. But it's all about the jersey. It's all about the jersey. And I would ask Teddy Covers this, but he's going to say, that doesn't help me make any money. I can't put that in the handicap. Teddy Covers steps up and in, Teddy, but I don't know if you remember, Teddy, the Vancouver Canucks, old school black, great jerseys, great jerseys. They're blue now, so they're busting out the black. But even you, who hates everything, Teddy, you can't tell me you don't like the old school Tampa Bay Buccaneer jersey, the old orange creamsicle. And I was saying the Vancouver Canucks, and for the love of God, I don't know how or why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers refuse to wear those jerseys and roll them out more. But I think they're the two wasted logos in sports, Teddy. My opinion. What's up, Teddy?
Well, let's start with this, Gabe. The creamsicle Buccaneers uniforms, all right? To say that they're memorable, but I wouldn't want to wear that. You know? You wouldn't want to wear that. It's not.
I would.
All right. Many people wouldn't want to wear that. It's not, I don't think it's an attractive color. It's a memorable color, but it's not like the maize and blue that just looks sharp. You know what I mean? It's.
Oh, people like the brighter and tackier stuff, Teddy, especially now. Like, all the shoes that are out now are all like, you know what I mean? Like, it's we're in a different bright ass world, man. Neon glowing, the better. Like, I'm telling you, I'm just saying, it is.
And,
You know what it is, though, Teddy? What I brought it up to, and the Bucks actually did. And all kidding aside, you know, the Bucks, they want to move on, a new owner, whatever, all this stuff. They want to create their own identity and all that type of stuff. And honestly, there was some stupid rule with the helmet that what the NFL had. So they couldn't do it. They wanted to wear the jerseys, but they weren't allowed to use the freaking helmets. The NFL changed the rule
change the rule with the stupid helmet, uniform looks, or whatever. But another thing is, Teddy, they did suck, right? So I remember everyone's like, when they went to the Super Bowl, people like, they should wear those in the Super Bowl. I'm like, what? They should wear the jerseys that they lost 26 games in a row wearing? They went 0-14, man.
But in terms of like Vancouver, like the Canucks uniform, the last time I can specifically say that I know that I watched a Vancouver Canucks.
The Rangers, right? Rangers?
Game 7 in 94. Yeah.
And you remember the badass black jerseys they wore, remember?
Yeah, they were, you know, whatever. I wasn't watching them. I was watching the Rangers. Yeah. You know, I was watching Messier.
Well, when you still had a shred of sports fandom still left in you.
at that point, I still did. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's back when I was managing the bar in Ann Arbor. You know, I was managing a sports bar. So, you know, we were always busy. But, you know, there was more hockey being watched or being on TV in my world than there is now. You know, now it's just all hoops. And have the Canucks done anything since then? What was that? How many years ago?
Yeah. You know, they made it. I don't know if you recall. They made it to the Stanley Cup Final. I think it was 2012 or 13. What year was it, guys? Yeah, there was a massive riot. They lost to the Boston Bruins in 7 games.
Oh, yeah.
Vancouver burnt their city down.
I do remember that, but I don't remember watching any of that series. That, you know, but yeah, it wasn't existing.
Yeah, it went 7 games, and they lost. It's crazy because Vancouver's a pretty chill city. Like, no one expected that type of reaction from them, but yeah, it didn't. It's one of those. It just happened. It just started. I guess it got pretty ugly. It was like the darkest day in their city's history, type of deal.
Were you there for that? Were you instigating?
Believe it or not, I was on a plane as the first period started. No. So I was here for the series and stuff. I was on the road and all that. Cam was covering it like we were all. Me and Cam weren't even on the same network anymore at the time. Like, yeah, everyone were all here. But it was one of those deals, bro. It was game 7. I had a broken foot. I know it's a long story, but I had a broken foot. That's why I had to leave. So I had enough. I'm like, I don't care about game 7. I was like, I got a broken foot. And the hospitals, whatever. It was just one of those. It was a crazy day you'll never forget. So I get on the plane. And it was one of those deals. The plane was actually good. It was, what airline was it? WestJet. And they actually had TVs and stuff, Teddy. You know, a cable
there's
and all that.
Difference.
Like they basically said, like, we have the game. Like they basically, as part of the ticket, like, yes, we have the hockey game on the flight. So it was almost like a sports bar in the air, Teddy, right?
Sure.
Everybody's, like, getting on the plane. And it's like, all right, man, all right, we got the game. Bring on the beers. And even the flight attendants were in a great mood. Oh, who wants some beer, right? And like, so, we're all, Teddy, it was 3-0 Boston. Like, I don't think we took off, bro, yet. we took off in here. The plane was just silent. And I remember getting off the plane. I was like, that's just effing great. I coursed like an idiot. I bet a bunch of money on the Canucks, Teddy. I'm getting a little personal here. This is the best story ever. So I literally have a broken foot, right? I walked around on a broken foot for like 3 days, right? So I don't know what's broken. I know it's in a lot of trouble. But I went to the hospital, and they basically told me, listen, we've got like 22 people that have just overdosed on fentanyl. You're going to have to suffer until Monday. Come back.
Sit around for a while.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, no x-rays now. They said, basically, here's some crutches and don't walk on it. So, of course, what did I do? I went to a UFC card and I went to hockey games, right? So, so my foot's, my ankle's like all loose. And even for me, I'm like, I got to go. So I got on a plane. I'm like, I got to go to the hospital. So I get on a plane. I leave. The plane swells it up even worse. I get home and I got Dear John, like literally, like right out of a TV show. There was a note on my kitchen. You're too crazy. I have to leave. It was like especially my girl left. I got a broken foot. And then Teddy, so I'm like, I got to go to the hospital, right? So I go to a hospital. You can't make this up. I go to the hospital and then a cop got shot. And obviously, I wasn't the prior. So then it was like chaos. The news is in like the lobby. It's all chaotic. I'm sitting there with a broken foot, Teddy. And then the game ends. Like, so basically, like the riots going on and stuff. The game ends, the riot. Like, all this sequence. I'm sitting, I never forget, I'm sitting in the, like the emergency room, waiting room. And there's a TV on, and they're like, Vancouver's on fire. And no one believed me. I told someone, looked over. I said, I was just there a couple hours ago. I'm like some loser with a broken foot 3,000 miles away.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, they scored again. 7-0.
7-0. I was going to say, you can stop sweating it now.
Wow.
If you can mush Calgary, or I mean, if you can mush Vancouver down 7. Up
oh,
seven,
yeah. I'll never bet again, Teddy, if that
you
happens.
You can mush anything, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Denver Nuggets. I thought this number was a little light with the Denver Nuggets tonight. Absolutely smoking them. 126-107. NBA back. Just a quick score check right now. The Beavers giving the Trojans all they can handle right now. And I didn't even realize it was the Trojans and the Beavers. I knew they were playing, but, of course, the pun writes itself. And, yeah, it was the old headline, Trojans pound Beavers. Right. Hawaii's up 13-3. They were a trendy pick tonight, Teddy. They're up 13-3 on Cal Poly slow already. Arizona.
Again.
Yeah, you're damn right. Oh, yeah, thank you. Bring it up, Teddy. What the hell was up with that number, Teddy? I was actually, like, looking. I'm like, why? What? Did the team four, the guys on the team not playing? Like, sometimes I wonder, do they know something I don't know? Or are these just bad lines, Teddy? It's a bad line.
College basketball, you see them. You know what I mean? They're just basic powering numbers. Throw them out there and let the bettors do what they're going to do.
So a team that was 16-12 in the Portland Pilots straight up going into Pacific, who are coming off a 34-point loss and have covered 5 times in 26 games, were 1-point favorites, guys. He even hit 1.5, I think.
Yep.
Come on. More with Teddy on the other side. Middle Tennessee State Teddy did it again. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
They never got down to the track. Put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
The bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
It's the Thursday night throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Teddy Covers. The great Teddy Covers. WagerTalk.com. Kicking with us. Howard Balzer will join us from Arizona. Talks about NFL football a little bit later on. Windy City Sports Report. Big Card Julio. Voice of Chicago State and the Windy City Bulls kicks it with us. The Big E, Eric Cohen, TSN Edge in the house as well. We'll talk some NHL futures, playoff matchups. If the playoffs started today, Vancouver Canucks up 7-0 right now. All right, so speaking of the Pacific Northwest, just quickly as we were recapping. Listen, if you tuned in last night, we talked about it. And if you tuned in to the TV show tonight, we gave you the pick. And we said, come on, man, the Portland Pilots, 16-12. 7-3 straight up in their last 10 games, rolling in a Pacific. Pacific guys are like the worst team against the spread in the country, and they were actually favorites in this spot. And I know they beat Loyola Marymount by 1 point the other night on Saturday, and they got drilled by San Francisco, the Dons. But Portland gets it done. And then I was laughing about Middle Tennessee State, but Teddy wasn't, he left me hanging. It was like a high five. And then when we got to the break, I had Marshall. So I was like, oh, okay, that's what happened. And then he said, did you see the end of the game? And I did not. I was live on the air, Teddy. It's like we could do it a million games, we're covering this and that. So I was tracking it. And when it was 21-16 early, the number really flipped, man. Like I got in on Middle Tennessee State at -130 on the money line. And then I saw it was tight, 62-62 is whatever, and that, it was a tight game. And then, boom, I sort of look up, and I'm like, wow, they covered again. They pulled away, and they covered again. What happened in the final moment?
So, and again, it's not like I was trying. I wanted to bet on Marshall and Middle Tennessee State. But, man, you read, you know what I do. The game goes on the short list. You start reading the articles, and Marshall had this game triple circled. I don't know if you watched. I actually watched the first meeting between the two, and I had a big bet on Middle in that game, and Middle stole it. They absolutely stole it in the final minute. And now Marshall's playing better. That was at the tail end of their 10-game losing streak. They came into this like, we're going to steal this one right back. And the scores was 61-61. There's just over a minute to play. And Middle drains a three. The guy who was ice cold all night finally hits a three. So they go up three. So then, that's, it's not your best case scenario.
Yeah.
Plus 6.5, but it's then not a nightmare, whatever. You got the ball, there's less than a minute to play. And then Marshall turns it over and fouls. And now it's 5.
Oh, boy. Now you're like, all right, they don't make this next shot. They miss. They're going to foul again. I'm in big trouble. Yeah.
So, no, they do the right thing. They take it to the hole. They take it to the hole, I think, two or three times in a row and get the layup and get the
dunk. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's still a three-point game, and it's a three-point game with 24 seconds left. And Marshall ties him up in the backcourt. A great press. They tie him up. And the possession arrow is going their way. It's right in front of the Marshall bench. And the ref says, no, that wasn't a tie-up. That was a foul. And D'Antoni goes nuts. The guy hits two free throws. We miss a dunk on the other end. D'Antoni's still chirping. They foul again. And then they have, and then finally gets whistled for the tech. They make three throws, and you win by 9.
The tech at the end was coming, right?
Yeah.
That's the word.
By the way, just FYIs, there were plus 8.5s out there. I had one.
It's one. Wow. That's it. There's a beat. All right, Ted, that's what we're here for. Late Night Anger Management Class.
That was fun.
One of those deals in Middle Tennessee State, the number one team ATS in the country. And we've been talking a lot about the stupid index, luck index factor. But they're actually not that lucky, right? They're not. It wasn't like they're their luckiest team. But, you know, they're just one of those teams. Everything goes their way right now, Teddy.
I mean, I'll just say that. They got the calls tonight. I'll just leave it at that. You know, down the stretch, the calls that mattered, they got every one of them. So I guess, you know, hey, kids making plays. You have to give them credit for pulling away in the final minute. And, of course, it all started with one made three in a tie game from a guy who was ice cold. And Middle's done that all year. That's a veteran team, you know. I mean, they're certainly not a team you expect to melt down, you know. And they didn't play their best basketball, but, boy, they hit every free throw down the stretch. Oh, frustrating.
The pain. The agony. Man, I got to tell you, I'm getting a little frustrated right now with this. I've got a piece of USC and a money line and a long shot parlay that we put together, inspired by the dude that won $532,000 for the $1 bet last night. Yeah, you saw that? That's unbelievable. We'll get to, if you guys didn't know about that, we'll get to it a little bit later on. Teddy knows about it. A guy bet $1.10 last night. FanDuel Sportsbook. He bet $1.10 on a 23-team parlay. And it actually won. Yeah, never in doubt. I know. Some were close. And there was one push, actually. The St. Louis game was a push for on his number. So he won, and it won $532,000. It's unbelievable for $1.10, man. So we were having fun with it on the air. All right, let's try. But I got tired of it after I got to, like, 4 and 5 teams. I'm like, I'm not putting 23 teams. I never get Dave Malinsky. May he rest in peace. I asked Dave once. I said, why? I said, Dave, like, you live across the street. How come you never entered the Super Contest once? He goes, Gabriel, I've never liked 5 games on a Sunday once in my life.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, it's the discipline, right? Yeah, that's why it was good. The discipline. So, yeah, the Beavers. Like, the Beavers are a train wreck. I didn't think USC was going to cover here, Teddy, but Beavers leading the Trojans here right now.
And what has Oregon State got? What, 7 bodies tonight? 8 bodies tonight? I know there were multiple guys missing.
Yeah.
And they've been ice cold and all of that.
So it's a pick 'em now, guys. It's a pick 'em. Let me throw it out there for the in-game bettors. It's 49-45. There's 14 minutes remaining, and you can get the Trojans at -115 right now.
There's dumber bets than that. You know, that's not a bad bet. I wouldn't argue with anyone taking that. That seems short.
You know what? My crazy parlay that I put, we got to 4. St. Mary's money line, Long Beach money line, Arizona money line, USC money line. Don't screw me, Trojans. Here we go. So I can't jump in, but I tell you, I'm not panicked. They'll win the game. They're not going to cover. They'll come back and win. I feel that they should come back and win. They better. All right, what about Hawaii and Cal Poly slow, Teddy? Hawaii, Drew Martin Betts gave us Hawaii earlier tonight. He liked them. They're laying 12.5 right now in game.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly would talk you out of it. The problem with laying a big price in that game is a total so low.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's going to be played at a snail's pace. Cal Poly's not going to run with anyone.
Cal Poly's slow.
The ability to pull away, it isn't there. It isn't necessarily there in a game at with the total this low. I don't want the dog, though, you know.
What do you think of the NBA coming back tonight? So Detroit wins as a dog. Boston rolled Brooklyn. The Bulls and the Hawk game played to the number. It was 3. There was a 4-point differential. Minnesota-Memphis was a fun game. Man, that total was high, Teddy, at 240. I didn't bet the total. I didn't think it was going to get there. It didn't, but are you buying into Minnesota? I mean, to me, this is kind of a statement game a little bit. Everybody, you know, talks about how tough Memphis is, tough this and that, and I tell you, Minnesota are balling right now, Teddy. You got to give this team credit. I was on the wrong side of this game. I thought Memphis would beat them. I was wrong.
Yeah, Memphis, you know, they started out hot, and it was all done by halftime. Minnesota was the better team. Maybe Minnesota is the better team, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
When you watch the T-Wolves, you're like, man, they've got what don't they have, you know? The only thing they don't have is the playoff experience. We've been there before. But they have a low post depth. They have the bench depth. They have, the big three who can score on anyone. They've got the perimeter shooting. Maybe the defensive mentality, the ability to shut down an opponent.
Yeah.
Finch will get them there. Minnesota's not far away. I got nothing but buy signs on the T-Wolves tonight. And I, too, was on the wrong side of that one with you. So that was fun, too. And we had a chance at the end. I mean, Russell just went nuts in the fourth. You know, I mean, it wasn't like we were way out of that game. But D'Angelo Russell was hitting shots. And they were able to win and cover on a night where Anthony Edwards was ice cold start to finish. That's a good sign, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have guys that can pick each other up when you have that sort of depth. And even when somebody is out of the lineup. Just looking at the overnight college basketball situation right now. So it's a MAC and a Metro type of night. Akron, I'll tell you, there's some good
teams.
Yeah, I know, but I was going to say, there's some good balls. There's some good teams in the MAC this year. Right, Ohio have sort of hit a wall a little bit as far as the spread is concerned, but they're a good team. They keep winning. What else do we got going on? We'll hit this. We'll see. We like to isolate. All right, who's the worst team playing? Who can we pick on? And
IUPUI.
IUPUI.
Anytime they're on the card, they're the worst team playing that night.
Little IUPI action. We got San Jose State getting 22 at San Diego State. Iowa laying 11.5 at Nebraska. A lot of points.
Hoiberg got his vote of approval. But then again, what do you do? I mean, if you're Nebraska.
Who's going there?
And the Big Ten is tough, top to bottom. You know what I mean? I feel bad for, you know, they ran 10 miles out of town for winning 20 games. Hoiberg to win 20 games, I'll take the never.
And they got the Scott Frost situation there going on with football. I'll just say, Teddy, it looks like St. Louis and Richmond. St. Louis and Richmond's kind of the game of the night tomorrow night. As far as, you know, like teams balling and battling and stuff, you know, trying to get in. Billiken's 19-9. And then the NBA's back. We sort of, you know, proceeded with caution tonight in the NBA. We hit some stuff and, you know, we dabbled. We have more teams coming back tomorrow. We'll take a look at the overnight numbers with Teddy Covers, and Teddy will tell you about what time I'm joining him tomorrow to talk some NBA. Expect a lot of Raptor props. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. And without even knowing, I know, I believe we were a little early right there. I'm telling you, a little early. I know these breaks inside out, man. I'm like a coach with a timeout. That was a fast timeout. It's like clock management, all right? I'm looking, I don't know. That's something like, it's another thing Malinsky once told me. He said, watch the scoreboard operator at LSU basketball games. the clock ticks, Teddy Covers. Kicking it with us. So, Teddy, NBA basketball. We've got some interesting games on the board Friday night. Let me get people caught up to date with the overnight numbers right now. All right, Houston and Orlando, nobody cares. Oklahoma City let us down tonight, got smashed. Second-best team ATS in the NBA. They got roughed up tonight by Phoenix. They're getting 7 in Indiana. The Toronto Raptors, classic example. I guess we'll find out whether You know, these teams that are hot going into the All-Star break. Here's an example, Teddy. Toronto were red hot going into the All-Star break. You know, they had won eight in a row. Then they had lost. They lost two. And then they got upset, and they shorted up with a win going into the break. But so they were red hot, and Charlotte were cold as ice going into the All-Star break. So it'll be interesting to see what happens coming out of the break. But you and I talk about undervalued college teams often, and I swear to God, bro, like, it's crazy. And I love it, though, as far as the Raptors are concerned. Now, I should note, though, Teddy, there's a difference, I guess. I guess I'm wrong here, and then there's a difference. The media, like the NBA Today shows, and you know what I mean, the Stephen A. Smiths and the Kendrick Perkinses, and like, you know, all the like the mainstream and online, people act like the Raptors aren't even in the league, yet they do get respect from the odds makers, right? Like they do get respect from the odds makers. So I can't say they don't get respect, but you know, look, they're road favorites, but the Raptors are a good team, bro. I hear people talking about all Philly and Brooklyn, this and that. It's like, I'm telling you, yeah, have fun playing the Raptors in a playoff series, Teddy. These guys can ball, bro.
I'm with you, but I don't think Toronto wins any playoff series.
You know, you think they lose the first?
East. The East, this is, the East is, and I don't, I can't think in 25 years in Vegas, I can't think I've said this. The East is loaded.
Oh, it's stacked. Yeah.
It is. I mean, Milwaukee, legit championship contender. Miami, yes. Legit championship contender.
Yes.
Philly, there in the mix. Boston, in the mix.
Yes. Listen, any one of these teams can beat each other, though. That's the thing. Like, if they play each other, it's not like any of them have a massive advantage over each other besides Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee are the team to beat. I don't buy into this Harden Philly stuff. And Brooklyn, I think Brooklyn could be good, ideally. But Ben Simmons hasn't played in a while. You know, it's chemistry, man. You're just going to drop these guys on the court and just think it's going to work. But Kevin Durant's that good that he can make it work for them. And I think Irving will play. They're going to lift the mandate and all that. I just think, Teddy, any one of these teams, like Teddy, if the Raptors played the Celtics in the playoffs, it would be a seven-game war, right? It would just be, you know, either team could beat each other. The Sixers, I don't even fear the Sixers from a Raptor perspective. Like, I'm telling you, from a Raptor fan perspective, I don't really fear too many of these teams. Milwaukee, I wouldn't want to have to deal with Milwaukee and Giannis. And the Miami Heat, I think, are a load to deal with in the playoffs. I don't know. Chicago, they have to prove it to me, Teddy, right? Let's see them do it. Can they stay, you know, are they going to get healthy? Are they going to whatever? I think anyone can beat anyone in the East, Teddy. I really do.
I think any of the top teams can beat anyone. Chicago, Miami. I'm with you on being suspect on Philly. You
know, no, but you're assuming none of those guys on Chicago have ever done anything before. Like, the Raptors have actually won titles. Fred VanVleet played in an NBA Finals and won and made big three-point shots. Siakam's made shots. OG's made big shots in playoff games. Right? Like, what the hell?
Never won anything?
No. That's why they traded him from Toronto. He made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
So he's got playoff experience. He's the only one on the Bulls. Zach LaVine's never played in the playoffs. Lonzo Ball's I can go on. Caruso's has experience with the Lakers. You know what I mean, though, Teddy. You're the one that's told me this before. I don't believe in Philly. You believe in Philly with James Harden right now? I don't.
To win the East, no. And to win the East, I'm with you as Milwaukee, Miami, Boston. That's my time. But Chicago's in that mix, you know. And then we haven't even talked about Cleveland, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And we haven't. And I mean, look, right now, Brooklyn, in my power numbers, I've got Brooklyn as a bottom 10 team right now, okay?
Well, they're in the play-in tournament as it is now, yeah.
They're terrible. Did you watch them again tonight? They were just terrible. Both ends of the court. They stink. Okay, so whatever Nets fans are dreaming of, until Durant's going to come back and we're going to start winning playoff series because the whole roster is going to come together, it ain't happening. You know, their top five guys are out, and Simmons, as you mentioned, you know, hasn't he been devalued already? Apparently not.
He's a good fit for them. He's a good fit for them, though.
But You're the guy who was all over me last year by saying that I wasn't done with Ben Simmons. You saw that playoff series.
Oh, and I was right. I told you he was a problem.
I know, but
he doesn't, Teddy, he does. My problem with Ben Simmons, he's a good player. Listen, number one, he's a good defender. We agree? Good defender, right? Good defensive player.
Sure.
Good rebounder. Good rebounder. Good passer. Good vision. Good court vision. Yes. You know what I mean? So check. So he's going to score 10, 12, 14 points, right, on a bunch of putbacks and a couple of free throws. He's not going to shoot. He's playing with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They're going to love that. I'm dead serious. Like, he doesn't have to shoot. It's the perfect spot for him. He doesn't have to contribute offensively. They bring in Seth Curry, like, you know what I mean? Hell, they even bring in Goran Dragic. They got a million guys, like, off the bench that can shoot and stuff. Now, he can play defense. He can rebound. He can, you know, help set them up a bit. So, I just don't, and my holy deal is, Ben Simmons makes $37 million a year, Teddy. It's a lot of money to pay someone, right, to give me 12 points and a couple of rebounds, bro. Like,
so
that market, I can get that for 17 mil. That's my problem with Ben Simmons. And he's an effing head case. I don't like him. I'm just telling you that he's a good fit stylistically with them.
Sure. But you just bring up Dragic, okay? And when you bring up Dragic, this to me is, and explains again why Toronto isn't winning a playoff series this year. All right? If you're...
I say you're dead wrong about this. Dead wrong about them not winning a playoff series.
Okay. That's fine. I've been wrong many times before.
And for the record, Teddy, I'm about to cash. For the record, the odds makers had the Raptors win total at 36.5.
34.5.
Oh, God. That was even a worse book, and that guy should be fired. They're 32-25 right now.
Yeah.
Like, the books and everyone, like, totally undervalues the Raptors consistently. All the time.
They're laying 2.5 in Charlotte tomorrow.
Charlotte suck, right? They do suck. Charlotte do suck. They are 1-9 in the last 10 games.
But the one is that, didn't they win big the last game before the break? No, they didn't. They were supposed to. They blew a lead.
They're not supposed to suck. They weren't sucking, and they just sort of fell apart. Who do you like in a game? Are you leaning with the Raptors? It's tough. And even off the top of my head, the Raptors beat them all the time, too. Let me look this up. I think Charlotte beat him once last year. It cost me a parlay, I remember. But
when you start talking about these short spread games, all right, that you know it's going to be tight with 5 minutes to play, which team gets a stop? Toronto gets a stop. Charlotte doesn't. That's simple.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Look at the Bulls tonight. You know, the Bulls against the Hawks. Coin flip game. Who gets the stop? Chicago gets the stop. Chicago gets the win. Chicago gets the cover.
Toronto's beaten them twice this year.
A big edge in these short spread games. Even though Memphis didn't get it done against Minnesota.
January 25th, the Raptors beat Charlotte in Toronto 125-113. And then they played again in Charlotte on February the 7th, and the Raptors beat them 116-101. So it's the third time they're going to be playing. The Raptors have beaten them. All right, so we got San Antonio at Washington, Miami. Miami are at the Knicks. Knicks got problems. What a shock. And then here we go, Teddy. James Harden makes his debut. We were just giving some love to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're playing again. So they go back to back. They get it done tonight against Memphis. Now they go back to, they go home. They come back to the arena tomorrow. And they host James Harden and Embiid in the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers right now at FanDuel, Teddy, -3-point favorites. What's your thoughts, your initial thoughts here?
My initial thoughts are much like when a player comes back from injury. That first game back, that second game back. You know, look, Gilgeous Alexander came back for OKC. What happened? Money comes for the Thunder. Not huge money, but enough money comes for the Thunder. What happens? Phoenix smacks him around. All right, the first day with your star is not your good game. All right, there's a clearly going to be a transition period for the 76ers. As they figure out how to play on both ends of the court with James Harden. I don't necessarily love a team on the second of back-to-backs right out of the All-Star break, but it's T-Wolves or pass for me in that game. Minnesota might well be a bet-on team moving forward. They certainly showed signs of that tonight.
Another interesting game tomorrow night in the Western Conference, the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. Are the Jazz in any spot to be laying 6.5 right now against a team like Dallas? Dallas has been playing good basketball, Teddy.
Well, let's put it this way. My powering number for the game is Utah 1.5.
Yeah, like 6.5.
I'm baffled. I mean, I literally, there wasn't any number on the whole board that is, you know, I mean, I guess Orlando laying 4.5. You kind of blew past that game like it was nothing. I'm like,
okay, we'll backtrack. We'll backtrack to it after, but okay. But it's almost like Pacific being favorites tonight. Okay, we'll get back to that one. Yeah. So yeah, the Utah Jazz, just sort of wondering. I mean, I know the Utah, what they won 3 or 4. They won 3 or 4 going into the break and stuff, and they have had injury problems, but nevertheless. Dallas are a competitive. Dallas play defense now as well. You got Luka Doncic, and they play defense, and you're getting 6.5.
And from a, you know, there's so many things wrong with Utah. You know, the Ingles injury.
Yeah.
You know, and
gone.
The subsequent trade. You talk about a locker room killer for a team that really didn't, you know, they didn't need that. And they're not beating a whole lot of good teams, you know.
That's a good point.
The Magic, the Knicks, Brooklyn, but you know, we saw it before the break at L.A. I don't trust Utah right now. I don't think they're real.
Clippers and Lakers. Speaking of L.A., Clippers have been making people money. They're a competitive, scrappy team. Without their star players, they've sort of accepted. They have good chemistry, and it seems like Lou has fun coaching teams like this. And then you get the Lakers situation, in which it's just daily drama here, Teddy, all the time, right? All LeBronness. I don't buy it. I don't care about all these reports and this and that and the other stuff. But AD's hurt again, and the Lakers are 1-point favorites. I was going to say on their, I guess on the home wood, home floor.
I want to ask you this, all right? LeBron, to me, it's the first time I've ever seen him look old, but he looks old. And, you know, his knees are balky. Davis is, you know, in and out. There's nothing.
Yeah, but he's still putting numbers up, right? He puts numbers up, even though he is old.
Yeah, but you watch him, you know, when you think about vintage LeBron, even LeBron from the championship team 2 years ago, you watch him. He looks a step slower on both ends of the floor.
No, I know. He doesn't do that, like, full steam dunk where you're like, oh, my God, get the hell out of the way thing. It's what he used to do to the Raptors, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's a jump shooter, you know.
Yeah, now you're exactly right. He's turnaround jump shooter, right? Like the All-Star game shot.
Yeah, he's MJ with the Wizards.
That's a good comparison. Still better than that, though. Still better than MJ with the Wizards. This is the first time I've ever said LeBron's better than MJ. sorry, Michael, sorry. But I'm just saying it's true. It's not quite there yet. All right, more. We'll wrap up with Teddy on the other side, and I'm intrigued by his Houston-Orlando take now. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Trojans up 67-64. A little under 7 minutes remaining, 6:50 to be exact. Speaking of time, I was informed during the break that we were 10 seconds early before. So it goes to show I really am just insane. Did I even notice these things? In my mind, I'm like, what the hell? We're coming back. What the hell is this? Coming back early. And I find out, he was like, yeah, sorry, I've come back. It was 10 seconds. I was like, I could tell. Teddy, I've been doing this show a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a good feel for how long, like, it's amazing, like, what you could do in a minute. I got to tell you that. Like, that's the one thing I've learned. Like, just being a talk show host, it's like, yeah, these breaks, like, 3 minutes, like, an eternity. 67-64, USC. USC, let's go. Can't wait for USC football to get going. Sorry, Sooner Lisa. My apologies. All right, Teddy, Houston and Orlando. We're going to Disney. Orlando laying 4. You really going to do it? A little Houston action?
I know this. I can't lay with Orlando, so it's a one-way game. You know, and when it's not like the bad teams are actively trying to lose every single game. Look at the Pistons tonight. You know, they get a chance to win a game. They get an opponent they could beat. They're going to go out for the W. Even when the organization
wants
you to lose, the players don't want to lose every game.
No, they have a jump in their step when they drive to the arena. Hey, we can win tonight. Exactly. They feel it. Yeah.
Sure. And this is a game that the Houston Rockets can win. Orlando is not a team to lay points with. Although, they didn't cover the last time as chalk.
As long as Jalen Green doesn't try to dunk, we should be all right.
Well, I'm trying to think. Let me just check this real quick. I'm pretty sure that might have been no. They have two covers as a favorite this year, not just one.
What time are you on, and what time am I joining you tomorrow?
We record on Friday afternoon. You'll be doing one. You'll be on with me.
Okay. All right.
So the show will air on Saturday night and Sunday. And you and I, Dave, I love it because I'm going to get to ask you the question.
I'm ready. Let's roll
from your own weekend on the Sports Network.
The late night anger match for Crush continues.